AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. With long lead time from forecasters, tens of millions of people from South Carolina to New Jersey are shuttered inside, waiting out a mammoth snowstorm. It's made travel treacherous, leading to a number of road crash deaths, but it's not yet turned into a blizzard. Meteorologist Frank Pereira predicts that will happen.
As this system continues to amplify, strength and so will the winds, particularly along the mid-Atlantic coast. And we're expecting blizzard conditions as those winds blow the snow and reduce visibilities there across the mid-Atlantic region during the day today.
Governor Chris Christie pulled himself off the campaign trail as a GOP presidential candidate to return to New Jersey as the snow started falling. He says people should use common sense.
Don't go on the roads. Be smart, okay? Just don't go on the roads. You don't need to. There's no reason to go out and have an adventure. That adventure could turn out badly.
Forecasters say there could also be serious coastal flooding in the mid-Atlantic. The State Department is asking a federal court for an extra month to publish the last of Hillary Clinton's emails during her time as Secretary of State, citing a complex review of some messages across different government agencies. More from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner says experts have been doing their best to vet the emails and publish them, but some 9,000 pages have yet to be cleared. They include two emails that a department inspector general concluded should have a top secret stamp. The original deadline was the end of this month, but state's now asking a judge to make it the end of February.
The president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has announced sweeping reforms following the second year of all-white acting nominees for Oscars. Cheryl Boone Isaacs got the board to approve doubling the number of female and minority members by 2020 and adding new governors to the Academy's leadership board. This is AP Radio News. Usually coaches are fired when their teams have losing records, but that wasn't the case in Cleveland.
In a stunning move by the Cleveland Cavaliers, they have fired head coach David Blatt in just his second year on the job. Blatt was 83-40 with the Cavs in his one-plus season and took Cleveland to within two games of an NBA title last June before losing in the finals to the Golden State Warriors. Monday night, Cleveland, who was 30-11 this season, lost at home badly to the Warriors by 34 points, and some question if he was in over his head as a head coach. Assistant coach Tyronn Lue will take over for the rest of the season, and reports say he's been given a multi-year deal by Cavs owner Dan Gilbert. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
A memorial service was held at Marine Corps Base Hawaii.
Run!
In honor of the 12 Marines who died when two helicopters crashed during a nighttime training mission off Hawaii last week. The ceremony came after the Coast Guard announced earlier in the week they were halting their search without having found any of those on board. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.